One perplexing story in Scripture is of the first national king of Israel, Saul, continually trying to kill his loyal servant, David. You know the one who, by God's power, struck down the giant Goliath. We read of three separate occasions where Saul is convinced he's doing wrong by trying to kill David. First, Saul's son, Jonathan, convinces Saul that David means him no harm. Then David has two opportunities to kill Saul, but knows it's wrong. So he demonstrates to Saul what he could have done. Saul weeps and apologizes the first time. The second time, Saul apologizes and doesn't weep, and still keeps trying to kill David. All of this would make no sense until we realize that Saul is being tormented by an evil spirit. Yet instead of submitting to God, who alone can deliver him, Saul persists in his selfish, sinful actions. Unseen spiritual warfare is very real and is not simply the stuff of legends. Jesus lovingly sacrificed himself on the cross and rose from the grave to defeat the satanic forces. Do you recognize where you're trapped in selfish, sinful actions? Do you realize there's only one who can truly set you free? So how will you respond to God's love? This is Chris Bender with Living Water Community Church in Rochelle. Join us Sunday at 10 a.m. at 405 North Main Street and learn more about God's incredible love. Check us out on the web at lwccr.com. That's lwccr.com.